Going to talk to Andrea Williams, Chief Executive of Christian Concern. Good evening, Andrea.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining us. So this issue of Bibles being put in university rooms and elsewhere, should that happen, do you think?
Well, I think it's been for many years a tradition that the Gideon Society gives to our schools and to our universities Bibles for every student. And I think it's been a wonderful tradition that has shaped our culture, shaped the culture of our land, shaped the culture of our education. And it would be a great shame if that was changed.
And would you apply that? Obviously, we know, I think of hotel rooms as the place where you often open a drawer or something and there's a Bible. But there's also this issue now of university rooms. It's slightly different because you are sort of living there for some time. Would you feel that that is appropriate in all of these places, hospitals, prisons as well?
Well, I remember when I was 11 years of age and started secondary school that I was given a little Gideon New Testament, and I absolutely cherished that that little Bible. And what it had in it were verses for different situations that you might find yourself in. So if you're anxious or if you're sad or if you're worried. And I remember reading those, turning to those passages that they pointed, the Gideon Bibles pointed the reader to very, very often. And there are many stories like that as a result of the work of the Gideons putting these Bibles out into public places. You know, there are places in this world, for instance, in Iraq, where people are prepared to die, have died, in order to have the Bible in their own language, where people get arrested to have if they are with a Bible. And so I think that there's a sense in which this freedom to read the Bible, this accessibility of the Bible, is something that we should cherish and not want to obliterate.
But isn't there a difference between wanting a Bible and being allowed it by law and sort of foisting it upon people? Because this is not something that's asked for. In fact, it's compulsorily put into rooms.
Well, I think it's gifted into rooms. There's no element of compulsion. If it's there in the drawer, then a person can choose to do what they want with it. And many people choose to read those Bibles, and lives are transformed as a result of reading those Bibles. There are many stories of lives that are radically transformed by the story of Jesus Christ that is told in the Bible. And, you know, if people don't want to read the Bible or to respond to that message, then they don't have to. Mm. There's no coercion there. And I think that the idea that it is there is a beautiful gift, is a wonderful thing.
Well, 50% of the students at Aberystwyth have said they don't like the idea. They feel uncomfortable or it's unacceptable. Should we not heed their wishes as well, do you think?
I think, you know, when you look at the history of Aberystwyth University, it was the chapels in Wales who would, on the last Sunday of every October in its early years, would get their collections, get their money together and give it to the Aberystwyth University so that it can continue to be a place of education. Aberystwyth has a history rooted in generosity from the Welsh chapels. Its identity is, you know, strongly and fiercely proud of being Welsh, of the Welsh language teaching, but also of this Christianity and the gift that was given to the university at the beginning. And so that's part of the heritage of Aberystwyth University, and this gift of a Bible that's given in 21st century is just a continuation of that kind of generosity, which is a lovely gift. Mm-hmm. And if people choose to say no to it, choose to throw it away, then they can.
Well, I mean, hopefully we don't want anybody throwing books away, but I think it's the fact that it is the Bible and not in a book of any other religion. And we are living in a multicultural society now, so people have lots of different views. I mean, would you be happy for other religious books to be deposited in hotel rooms and residential rooms as well?
Well, I think that we say that we're a multicultural society, but let's remember that the shape of our culture, dating right back to the Magna Carta, the anniversary of which we celebrate this year, is rooted in our Christian foundations, is rooted in the Bible. Our university heritage, yes. Our education systems, our health systems.
But what about now? Haven't we changed? I mean, that's history, isn't it? Are we not now a multicultural society?
I think that our history has served us incredibly well. And it's good that we can still see in our culture that which has shaped us. And one of these legacies is the work of the Gideons. And this giving of the Bibles to students, to people in our country at critical points in life. And those sorts of points are when you start secondary school, when you start university, when you're traveling, when you're in hospital. So many people testify to the fact of being in hospital and absolutely loving the fact that they found comfort.
But 50% of the students say they haven't. They don't want it. It's unacceptable and they feel uncomfortable, perhaps because they're not Christians.
Well, I think again, you know, in society, what's great, and we're certainly at university level, what's wonderful is that to open that book, to read it, and just to read it for yourself. I mean, and if they don't want to open the book and read it for themselves, then give it into the porter's lodge, give it into the library, give it back. But I mean, I think to ban this for those that might want it might be changed by it, because as I say, you know, the people in Iraq and the people in Iran, the people in China, they believe in the power of the Bible, the power to the Bible to transform their lives, and they're ready to die for that. That's quite something. And to say that we want to just take that away in some ways from the possibility of people being radically transformed by the good news of Jesus Christ that's written in the Bible would be so very sad.
Okay, Andrea, thank you very much. Andrea Williams, Chief Executive of Christian Concern.